Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, the cattle futures market was pretty strong today. The live cattle, the only contract that was down was the February at 121.42, down about 2 cents. We had some 120 cash trade and then talked of 120 actually being passed from one source. So we were 121.42 in the Fed. We did have some deliveries overnight, and that put the oldest date August 27th of 19. April's here, we're up 27 to 120.60. June's up 25. August up about 45. Feeder cattle were higher across the board. The strongest month was the March, up $1.55, just over 1% increase at 139.30. The April's were 140 higher at 141.77. So we had quite a good little rally here in the cattle market. Hogs also stronger here with April up $1.92 at 67.42. We had some 120 cash trade. We got a cattle on feed report Friday. The estimates are out for it. On feed January or February 1st, rather, 102% of last year, or 11.92 million head. Placements in January at 101% of last year, or 1.98 million head. And marketed in January 101% of last year, or $1.93 or 1.93 million head. So that'll come out Friday after the close.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
The grain futures market were mixed. We had corn down 2 to 3 cents, soybeans 1 to 5 cents higher, and then wheats were 2 to 6 lower, giving back some of yesterday's gains, with Chicago down about 1 to 2.5 and Kansas City down about 6. And yesterday we were up 20 or so in both Kansas City and Chicago wheats. We gave some of that back. That's a little bit disappointing. The cotton future today, 60 to 80 cents higher. So that was one of the strongest contracts there in the agriculture sector. The USDA is having their annual outlook, their 10-year outlook, today and tomorrow, or starting tomorrow rather, and Friday. The average guess for the corn planted acres is about 93.6 million acres for next year, and a yield of 176.5. That put production at 15.1. All of those numbers are quite a bit bigger than where we were in 2019. About 4 million acres more, about 8 million or 8 bushels per acre higher, and about 1.5 billion more bushels overall produced. Soybeans 84.6 million with a yield of 50.3 bushels per acre with a total production of 4.22. And then wheat was 44.9 million acres planted with a yield of 49 and total production of 1.86.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.